You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison's second day in Washington, D.C. began with a visit to the NASA Space Agency's headquarters. The event's host, Bob Jacobson, launched the visit by producing an unexpectedly familiar object to Australians.
It's a Logie. And for those of you who don't know what a Logie is, this is the Australian equivalent of an Emmy Award for television excellence. But what makes this Logie special is that this is the Logie that was presented to Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins for the Apollo moon landing in 1969.
Mr. Jacobson says the Logie sits in his office and is a reminder of the relationship that NASA has with Australia. NASA Administrator James Morhard explained how the Australian team at the Honeysuckle Creek tracking station near Canberra had been a vital part of the moon landings.
They were critical to the Apollo program. They relayed to the world the first TV images of Neil Armstrong's first steps. And 50 years later, again, we joined together to go to the moon with the Artemis program and then on to Mars.
In reply, Scott Morrison referred to the movie The Dish, a fictionalized account of the tracking station's work on Apollo, saying that it truly reflected the can-do attitude of Australians.
The ingenuity was just extreme. Because when things go well, things go well. But when things don't go well, that's when you find the real imagination and you find the real innovation of the team that you've brought together. And it takes a team to take people to the moon. It's certainly going to take a team to take people to Mars.
Mr. Morrison announced that Australia would be joining with the United States in the Artemis program.
Today, it gives me great pleasure to announce that Australia is once again supporting the United States in another historic endeavour. We're joining NASA's campaign, Artemis campaign, to return to the moon and to go to Mars. The Australian government will commit $150 million over 5 years to support the mission and related activities, and I expect that's just where we're going to begin.
He says the investment in the Australian Space Agency will give Australian businesses and researchers the opportunities to bring their capabilities to NASA's Moon to Mars mission and give Australian businesses a chance to compete for a place in growing international space supply chains. Also in attendance at the event was Australian astronaut Andy Thomas. He says it's an exciting moment for Australia.
I think with the formation of the Australian Space Agency, the people of Australia are behind it and excited by the prospect of Australia participating in these great adventures. And I think it's a game changer for Australia, the investment that's been announced today. And it'll change the face of Australia 20 years from now. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's terrific.
Mr. Morrison praised US President Donald Trump for reinvigorating America's space program.
This daring and brilliance is something we can aspire with him to. And we can't wait to be part of the next stellar chapter. So beam us up.
The day continued with a sombre wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, where he met some of the Australian Defence personnel based in Washington. He then moved on to meet American veterans who are setting up new businesses with the help of startup business incubator Bunker Labs.
Yeah, well, come on in. Yeah, so basically what we have set up here is a bunch of veteran entrepreneurs who have done some pretty amazing things themselves.
Australia's own Defence Force and Department of Veterans Affairs are keen to examine how models like Bunker Labs can work for this country's retiring service personnel. The Prime Minister moved on to a garden party at the residence of US Ambassador Joe Hockey. Mr. Hockey told the guests that the US administration had made the Australian visitors feel immensely welcome. He said the state banquet held in the Rose Garden the night before was extraordinary.
Henry Kissinger said it was the greatest event he'd ever seen at the White House. So for Henry Kissinger to say that, it is saying something. And we were just completely overawed at what was a great tribute to the relationship, but also importantly, thank you, Mrs. Trump, for an outstanding night. She is really such a dignified and beautiful lady.
Later, questioned by journalists about President Trump's assertion that he wanted to settle the trade dispute with China, but with a complete deal and not a partial one, Mr. Morrison said he accepted that this could take time.
We had a discussion about that yesterday, and I've obviously urged that the sooner we can get to an outcome on that. But as I said in the press conference yesterday with the president, it's got to be a sustainable outcome. It's got to be a durable outcome. It's got to deal with the real issues that are there in that relationship. And I'm quite confident that that's what the president is seeking to achieve.
When asked by SBS about whether Australians should be worried about being potentially dragged into a conflict in the Middle East, given the escalated tension with Iraq, Mr. Morrison commended President Trump's natural instinct of restraint. He says the importance of the relationship between Australia and the US cannot be underplayed.
This is the point about what's been happening here for the last 24, 48 hours. We're partners, we're friends, we're allies. We work together, we talk to each other. And why? Why does that matter to Australia? Because it means jobs. It means Australia's regional security. It means that we're creating jobs for the future through the economic partnership. I mean, the United States is our single largest investor in Australia. Australia's single largest investment is in the United States. I mean, this is the big deal. And Australian jobs hang off it. Australia's both security and economic future has been and will continue to be very closely tied to the relationship we have here in the United States.
On Sunday, US time, the Prime Minister leaves Washington for Ohio, where he'll be visiting a new factory opened by Australian-owned Pratt Industries in the tiny town of Wapakoneta. He'll be joined for the visit by President Trump. Alan Lee, SBS News.